The next patient is Frank Rivera. The last name is R-I-V-E-R-A. This is a clinical case of an 86-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has a history of six sinus syndrome with a pacemaker, coronary artery disease. Status post PCI said atrial fibrillation on chronic anticoagulation. The patient is taking Eliquis. The patient has cardiorenal syndrome. The kidney function has remained very stable. The most recent laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine is 1.8, and the estimated GFR is 36. And the patient has a minimal proteinuria, period. The main problem has been the presence of hyperkalemia, period. Number two, hyperkalemia. This hyperkalemia is associated to the elevated increase of potassium in the diet. The patient says that he eats a lot of oranges. On the other hand, this patient has been on spironolactone, 50 milligrams PO every 12 hours. That could be the reason we are compelled to stop the use of spironolactone at least for a short period of time. And we are going to decrease the potassium intake in the diet. Instructions were given to use only the furosemide period. It has been determined that this patient has has been receiving metolazone, and because of the administration of metolazone, the potassium intake was increased. Period. Following number, the patient has a relapse in ascites, and the etiology of the ascites is unknown. Following number. Type 2 diabetes that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is less than 100. The patient is managed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, the cardiologist. And he's on oral hypoglycemics. Following number, hyperuricemia. That will be reevaluated. period, I have to give him a handwritten plan in order to be able to make sure that he's following closely. And I explained to the wife, we discussed the diet period. I invested in the evaluation of the lab it was 10 minutes in the face-to-face and the discussion was 30 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.